And away we go. It is my favorite day of the week, a getaway Friday, January the 17th, 2020, 9 minutes past the hour. Hey, we're coming on early this morning. Now, can you tell I have a little extra pep in my voice this morning? Well, number one, it's because it's Friday. I love Friday. Fridays are great. Now, the other reason is we have a lot of fun stuff planned on this morning, the show this morning. Now, if you listen to this show daily, thank goodness for you, because some mornings it's a little rough to listen to this show. But I'm always glad you're out there, and I'm always glad you're listening. Sometimes it can be a little rough. Sometimes, you know, chest of things that we're going to do on this show over the period of 2 hours is a little low. But this morning, we have got a lot of stuff to do. But here's the fun part. Because this is live, it could be a complete disaster. Because I really can't, you know, we don't tape anything. So this whole show could end in a shambles today. It's quite possible this show could just go right down the tubes. But see, I think you, the listener, win either way, because if the show comes off well, like I hope it will, then it's a hit show. And if it comes off in just a shambles, wreck, mess, garbage truck, hey, you win as well, because then you can say, boy, that radio guy, he just didn't know what he was doing this morning and totally screwed that 2 hours up. So for the next 2 hours, you are in for it. It's either going to be a tremendous success or it's going to be a colossal failure. But you'll be here with me as we figure that out. Now, I'm going to tell you about all this big, you know, success, colossal failure in just a second. But I want to get our housekeeping out of the way here, because I do want to do our bicentennial moment for a getaway Friday, January 17th, 2020. According to the 1883 History of Marion County, early settlers were in a condition of complete social equality. No aristocratic distinctions were thought of in society, and the first line of demarcation drawn was to separate the very bad from the general mass. Their parties were for raisings and log rollings, and the labor being finished. Their sports usually were shooting and gymnastic exercises with the men, and convivial amusements among the women. The rich and poor dressed alike, and if a fair damsel wished a superb dress for her bridal day, her highest aspiration was to obtain a common American cotton check. So there you go. Those were the early settlers of Marion County. From 1883, History of Marion County. Now, isn't that interesting? There was no line of demarcation drawn to separate the very bad from the general mass. That's kind of nice. The parties were for raisings and log rollings, and the labor being finished, and their sports usually were shooting and gymnastics exercises with the men. Oh, boy. That's my type of... That's a good party right there, where you can... just have a nice time rolling logs and having a party, shooting, all those sort of things. So there's your bicentennial moment for this Friday, January the 17th, 2020, Getaway Friday. There's your bicentennial moment. Now, we do want to mention this for one more day, because the lady I talked to who has lost her cat said she's going to give up if she doesn't get the cat back by tomorrow. So we certainly hope that the cat shows up today or tomorrow. Now, remember, this is a black cat. It was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. It's been missing since Saturday. Now, the telephone number to reach this lady is 740-341-5719. There is a $100 reward, and there is something distinctive about this cat to which the lady will know that it is her cat. So a $100 reward, black cat, lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street, been missing since last Saturday, and her telephone number is 740-341-5719. $100 reward, and hopefully it shows back up. And after talking to the lady, it's my understanding that this cat could possibly be in a building or in a house or some place of shelter. So there you go. Now, that is our housekeeping for this morning on this Getaway Friday. So here's why this show, and we're going to get into this very quickly, just about 15 minutes, we're going to find out if this show starts out to be a disaster or not, because we have a few things that we're going to do this morning, and all of it is a little bit of a surprise, so I really can't tell you full out what's going to happen, but you'll find out full out if it's a disaster or not. No doubt about that. So here is the deal. What we're going to do, okay? Every so often in radio, you get an idea, and you say, oh, that idea is just great. That idea is going to go over so well. Everybody's going to love that idea. That's going to be the most fantastic thing that's ever happened in radio. Okay. Well, sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. So, we are going to do two things this morning that are based on the premise that they are really good ideas. But very quickly, they could turn into really bad ideas if they don't go very well. Now, let me tell you about kind of what these ideas are. Now, the one idea I think might come off okay. The one idea is, last night, I put this out on Facebook. And I said, this morning, we're going to be a call-out show. Not a call-in show, which we normally are, which we might do some call-ins if we have some time left at the end of the show. But we're going to be a call-out show. I'm going to call you. But here's the problem. I have to know your phone number to be able to call you. So last night I asked the people on Facebook, where are you going to be between 8:15 and 10 o'clock tomorrow morning? If you want to go in to a drawing to be called live on the air, give me your phone number that you'll be at. And I did get a few phone numbers last night. I posted this kind of late. So at some point this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to call somebody up live on the air who may or may not be suspecting it, may or may not remember that they gave me their phone number last night, just a typical listener of this program, and we're going to ask them a trivia question, a question of the day, as it were. Now, here is the question of the day. Now, I wanted to make it a little difficult. I just didn't want it to be any old question of the day. So here's what the question of the day is. And this might be a little difficult because it is a little bit of a line. So I'm going to give you the question of the day now and then keep this in your mind in case you are called this morning. Because if you are called and you know the answer to the question of the day, you could win a prize. Which is probably going to be something from the Smoothie King. It could be, do we still have one of the Jags t-shirts? Yes, I believe we have one of the Jags extra large t-shirts left. Heaven knows we still have this Jags koozie. This Jags koozie is the bane of Charlie Ever's existence. So hopefully we'll be able to get rid of the Jags koozie today. So, here is the deal. This is the question of the day. The question of the day today is, it's a funny question of the day, so get your writing utensils ready, because you might have to write down the answer to this. It's a little longer than just any old question. Now, the question of the day is about the television series The View. We all know The View, been on 22 years, something like that. It's on every day, women screaming at each other about the day's political events, but there has to be something good about the show. It's been on 22 years. Okay, the founder of The View was a woman named Barbara Walters, legendary newswoman. Now, she hasn't been on there for like 5 or 6 years. She retired, but she was the founder of the show. Now, when The View first went on the air, they had a theme song. I don't know why they had a theme song. I don't know why they did away with the theme song. But they did have a theme song for the first years they were on the air when Barbara Walters was the host. Now, Barbara Walters is obviously not a singer by trade, so she did not sing a theme song. She just got on and she did this little spiel at the beginning of the show while music was playing in the background. And you heard Barbara Walters say this every day, 5 days a week, for years and years if you watch The View as they were introducing the people on The View. So the question of the day today is, what was Barbara Walters' spiel when she would start The View? Now, if you are a Googler and you think I'm going to call you, write this down right now. Now, I have it written here. It's one, two, three, it's five lines, but they're short lines. It was just, what did Barbara Walters used to say during the theme song of The View? She, like, gave this little speech kind of describing what The View was supposed to be. So that's the question of the day. Now, I'm not going to call anybody right now because we've got something else coming up here in 10 minutes that I want to alert people to. But at some point this morning, when I can fit this in, I'm going to call somebody. I'm going to get out Abraham Lincoln's telephone here from the 1800s, and I'm going to call one of our listeners, get them on the air, and we are going to talk about the theme song, the Barbara Walters spiel at the beginning of The View. So everybody out there right now, Google this. Or, you know, if you go to YouTube, you probably can search View theme song Barbara Walters, and I bet you will get the View theme song from yesteryear. And all you got to do is give me the little spiel that Barbara Walters used to give at the start of The View every day of the week. Okay, that's the question of the day. I have now given it to you, and you might be able to win a prize, a koozie, something from the Smoothie King. Who knows? Big, big prizes here today. I think we have the Jags t-shirt left. So, at some point this morning, I'm going to call an unsuspecting listener who has given me permission to call them by giving me their phone number, and we're going to see if they can get the question of the day. And I'll tell you what, if they don't get the question of the day, we might, because we've got a few numbers here, we might try the next person and see if they get the question of the day right. But the question of the day is, what was Barbara Walters' spiel? Okay, that's out on the table now at the start of The View. That could be disaster number one this morning. Now, disaster number two that could happen this morning. Do you remember the television series What's My Line? Okay, I'm sure you do. What would happen with What's My Line is they would get a celebrity on the air, and the celebrity would either do a phony voice or something like that, so you would not know who the celebrity was, and then we would ask questions of the celebrity trying to figure out who the celebrity was. Well, again, this morning's a call-out show, so what's going to happen here at 8:30, I am going to attempt to call this celebrity. Now, I spoke with him last night, so I know that they have agreed to do this. But here's the problem. See, here's the snag where this could be bad. Again, this is live radio. Now, the first problem is, the number that I have is a cell phone, and we all know that sometimes people shut their cell phones off at night, so sometimes that doesn't work very well. We also know that sometimes cell phones don't ring as loud as they need to ring and might not wake somebody up. That's a problem. And this person is not an early bird, usually not up probably at 8:30 in the morning. So that could be a problem as well. But now, fear not. Because even though I've set this up for 8:30, if it doesn't work at 8:30, we might try it again at 9:30. We might try it again today at 12:30 because I'm on with Charlie Evers today from 12:15 to 1. Now, what I'm going to ask of you right now, the listening audience, what questions would you like me to ask this celebrity in about 7 minutes so you can guess who it is? What would be some good questions to ask of this person? If anybody has any questions they would like to let me know, because we're going to try here in about 7 minutes, what questions should I ask this person so you can try to figure out who it is? Call me, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me know what questions you would like to ask this person, and I will do that when we call them in about 7 minutes to try to guess who they are. Now, this is kind of convoluted, but we're going to see how it goes. We're going to see if it's a big hit this morning, pulling this off. All right. So that's the second thing. Now, we do have a guest next hour that's going to kind of have a big announcement coming up here. Now, that's going to be fun, too. And by the way, the person who we're going to try to call on the phone kind of has a big announcement as well. So it's big announcement morning. But again, I caution you, it could be also a disaster. It might not turn out well. So we're going to find out here in about 7 minutes. Okay, what else do I want to talk about in 7 minutes before we try to make our inaugural call this morning? Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, by the way, I'm driving down Center Street this morning to get here to the radio station, and I noticed that all traffic has come to a dead stop in the middle of Center Street. Now, in New York City or Chicago or Washington, D.C., this could be a common occurrence. There's a dead stop in the street. That happens. But I could not figure out this morning why there was a dead stop in the center of Center Street. And I'm like 7 or 8 cars back, so I can't really see what's causing the dead stop. Now, immediately I thought, oh, it's probably a car accident. You know, we hope not, but it might be a car accident. You never know what's happened. There was a cement truck this morning down on Center Street pulling into the lot where they're going to put this new health food store where the cigar place used to be here in downtown Marion. So the cement mixer was trying to back into the lot to, I guess, lay some cement today. So here's what we know about this. Everything happens, apparently, during the 7 o'clock hour here on Center Street in Marion, which is fine. You know, people can do what they have to do. But that is not a great time if you're in a hurry to get somewhere. Now, I will say I was not in a huge hurry to get here this morning. I was making pretty good time. So it really did not hamper me getting here this morning. But if somebody was in a hurry, it might have hampered them. And there were some people driving semis this morning that seemed a little angry that they could not get through. But that's life. One of the virtues in life that you have to learn is patience. You always have to learn patience. And I learned patience this morning as well, trying to get through this mess. But eventually the cement truck pulled in and everything was fine. So just wanted to talk a little bit about that. I think Center Street's fine now to go up and down. Okay, what else do we got today? Oh, by the way, today is Betty White's 98th birthday. You know, Betty White's been a guest on this program several times over the years. I don't know how many times Betty was on, but it was quite a few. And to make it to year 98, what a great thing for Betty White. I don't know how she's celebrating today, but it seems like everybody in America loves Betty White. I love Betty White. She was always a great guest. She always was just one of the nicest people. So happy 98th birthday to Betty White, one of the true legends of television. Okay, what else do we got going on here? See, I'm getting a little nervous as we get closer to 8:30 this morning. We're at 26 minutes now, coming up on 27 minutes. We're going to try this call in about 3 minutes. And I have this worry that it's not going to go well, because I just know this person is not a morning person. And this might go kind of shaky. But we're going to find out here momentarily. All right. What else did I want to talk about this morning? We talked about the cement truck. We talked about Betty White's 98th birthday. There's something, if we have time this morning, I'm going to talk about here that we did on the station. Gosh, it's almost been 2 years ago now, but I'm going to try to bring that up if we get a little time. I don't have time to get into it now with only 3 minutes, but if the 8:30 call does not go well, I might go back to this very quickly. I heard a statistic the other day that I thought was kind of strange. You know, everybody's doing this vaping now, and apparently it's just horribly dangerous. I don't know how this caught on. I don't know why it's so popular now. The whole thing is kind of a mystery to me. But now the government has come out and said this is just a horrible thing. It's killing people. It's causing horrible side effects. And the thing about this study that I saw on vaping that shocked me were the numbers. Because vaping has not been around all that long. But 1 in 4 high school students, now this is what the statistic I got, and who knows if it's correct or not, 1 in 4 high school students are vaping. Now, 1 in 4, 25%. Can you imagine that many high school kids are vaping? And the question I have about this is, they're not even old enough to buy them. Now, yes, of course, somebody could buy them for them. There's no doubt about that. But I just can't believe the number is so high. And I would assume that some of these parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and caregivers and guardians know about this. But 1 in 4? 25% of kids in high school are vaping? And I'm told that the appeal of this, because I've never done it, that the appeal of this is the flavors that these vaping people sell, along with the vaping devices, that the flavors are very good, and that's why kids are using them in such high numbers. But I could not believe 1 in 4, and I don't know how you stop this. I know they've tried to stop selling certain ones, and the government has tried to step in on a lot of these things, but the number to me is what blew me away. I hope they get this problem fixed. I don't know what problem it's causing. I don't know if it has to do with the water. I don't know if it has to do with the vaping solution. I really don't know what the issue is with it, but I do know that if 1 in 4 kids are using this stuff, and a lot of adults as well, that this could really turn into a bad, bad thing. You know, I remember when the vaping first started, because obviously smoking has been outlawed, smoking in buildings for quite a while now. And when this vaping started, people started doing that inside again, like that wasn't a form of smoking. They just would, you know, vape in a store or vape in a restaurant, wherever they were. Now, I don't know if it ever got outlawed. I never heard any laws saying that vaping inside was outlawed, but I don't see so much of it anymore. But that could be because people now have this big fear of vaping. So 1 in 4, I just, that blew my mind. I hope they are able to get that fixed. Okay, do want to remind you today, the Charlie Evers Show will follow this show from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and like yesterday, Charlie will have a ticket to the Lions Club event, the big Ridgedale Lions Club event on February the 15th, to give away, the big NASCAR event. He also will have another giveaway from Jimmy John's and another giveaway from the Smoothie King. So that is coming up very quickly. Okay, hold on to your horses. It is now 8:30. We're about to make this inaugural call. Now, stick with me here, because this is live radio. This is where the whole show could take a nasty turn this morning. Now, the first thing I got to do, oh, geez, I already got the telephone tied up in my headset, because I like to use the old telephone when it comes to this. I don't know why, but there's something about the old telephone that works a little better than the handheld telephone here when you're making a call out. Now, when you're taking a call in, the new telephone is good because it's got a caller ID, it's got no ringer to it, there's no issue at all. So it's great. But the old telephone, when you're dialing out and you want to make a call, it works much better. But again, as I said, this could be George Washington or Abraham Lincoln's telephone. This is an old telephone, Bell Phones telephone, from the 1800s. So, you know, it's old. Let's just put it that way. And it's got the push buttons on it. Do you hear the push buttons? And it's got the old receiver, and it's the corded receiver. You can't walk away from it. But the phone does work. We tested this on the air one morning last year. So what I'm doing right now is I'm unhooking the cordless telephone, and I am now hooking up this 1930s telephone. Okay, the 1930s telephone is hooked up. Now, we have not used this for a long, long time. I think the last time we used this was probably back in November when we called Macy's. So before I make my call this morning, I'm giving the person a little more time to sleep in, so maybe this actually will work. I want somebody to call me here right now at the station, and let's see if this telephone still works. Because we've got to test out the machinery before we make these calls, because we're going to be doing these calls this morning. So the telephone is hooked up. Give me a call real quick, 740-383-9944, and you're going to go up right on the air, and we're going to see if this works. I want to see if the old telephone still works. Now, these old telephones obviously do not light up, and there is no caller ID. So the only way I can know if you're calling is if the telephone rings. Now, if we remember right, this telephone has just the most awful ring in the history of the world. And it's right here next to the microphone, so you're certainly going to hear it if it rings. But we got to test out the machinery, or I won't know if people are calling. And I don't know if the ringer's on right now or not. Is the ringer ringing? Is the dinger dinging? I don't know on this telephone. So give me a call so we can test out the machinery here before we get into the phone calls. Oh, geez. Well, we know the ringer works. Holy moly. Person going up on the air. Here we go. Good morning. Good
morning, Scott.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Good. Well, how are things this morning with you?
Fine. I'm just wondering what's going on. I didn't hear you like yesterday afternoon. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, hopefully these call-outs are going to work this morning, so we're gonna hope and we're going to think good thoughts and see that everything goes okay.
Okay.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for being there. You can go snooze all the day long.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank goodness the phone is working, the ringer's working, and we seem to be moving toward our big phone call coming up here momentarily. Oh, you know what I didn't do there? I didn't check to see if the receiver was working or not. Well, you know what? We're just going to test that out when we call the person. Okay, here we go. Here's our big celebrity call out. Now, again, mark this down in your book. 35 minutes past the hour. This could be big disaster. Now, I'm not going to go to break. Now, see, most radio hosts would go to break and not let you see what's behind the curtain. But I'm going to let you see behind the curtain here. I'm going to take the headphones off for a minute, but I'm going to keep the microphone on because I've got to call the person off the air to let them know I'm going to put them on the air and that we're about ready to play this game, okay, where you've got to guess who they are. And if you're the first one to guess who they are, you might win the koozie, you might win the thing the Jags extra large t-shirt, you might win the Smoothie King free smoothie, you know, a plethora of stuff. Well, here we are. Hold on to your whatever you're holding on to out there. Hold on to your Captain Crunch or your Kix or your Lucky Charms because we're about to make a phone call. Okay, I got the telephone number here, and I've got the telephone, so let's see how this goes. All right, take the phone off the receiver. You know, I wish we had some kind of like dialing music. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's see, do I have a dial tone here? I do have a dial tone. We're in good shape. Okay, let's call this number. Here we go. We are currently dialing the person we're supposed to be dialing. All right. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Will this be disaster or will this be success? It's ringing. That's a good sign. Two rings. That's still a good sign. Three rings. That's not a good sign. Oh, no. Four rings. Oh, no. We may be getting in deep here. Five rings. It's not looking good. It's not looking good, folks. Six rings. Oh, see? We went to the voicemail. Now we're in the voicemail. Okay, I tell you what. Like I said, it's live radio, so you've got to roll with the punches. Now, I'm going to not call anybody for a minute because maybe that phone call woke them up because it did ring five or six times, and it did go to the voicemail. So maybe that woke them up, and now they're getting in the cupboard and getting some mouthwash and brushing their teeth and doing whatever they need to do to get ready to make this personal appearance here. So we're going to give them a second and either try this call again or wait and see if they call me back, which would be nice as well. Okay, in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what we're going to do here. Because have you ever been in life, you know, sometimes in life, life is good. It's good to get up every day. It's good to go do your normal things. It's good to have a good life. But sometimes in life, you feel like maybe you're a little rudderless and you need a goal. And especially at the first of the year, you need a goal. You've got to have a goal at the start of the year. It's just one of those things. You've got to have a goal. And if you don't have a goal, then I don't know what you do all year. You know, sit around, do nothing. You've got to set goals in life. Okay, so I had a goal about 2 years ago that I never succeeded with. Now, we tried this goal but it just never turned out the way we wanted it to turn out. Now, first of all, I want to tell you this is not political. So don't, you know, let's not go the political route on this. This is not a political thing at all. This is, and I'm going to tell you what this is all about here momentarily, if I can find what I'm looking for, which apparently I can't find what I'm looking for in this book. Whatever. Okay, you know what? We're just going to go ahead here with this. All right. You know, I'm going to have to find what I'm looking for on the internet now. Bear with me. We're still looking for what we need here. But, you know, you need a goal in life. You know, simple as that. You've got to have a goal. And we're going to have a goal on this program from now on. Now, when you are having a goal, the first thing you have to do, okay, we're moving a little closer here now to where we need to be. All right, okay, we've got what we need now. When you have a goal in life, one thing you have to do is chart your progress. See, that's the first rule of having a goal. You've got to chart your progress. So, I went out and I now have one of these composition notebooks. You know what I'm talking about? The composition black notebooks. I now have a composition notebook. Okay, wait a second. Okay. Well, I'm getting messages from people who, you know, they're critiquing the show this morning. But you know what? That's okay. We're forging ahead because we are not stopping this morning. Even if things just completely fall off the track, we're not stopping. We're going straight ahead. Okay, I have the composition notebook here. Now, the composition notebook will chart our progress in what we're going to try to do here. Now, we started this a couple years ago. Now, again, here's why I tell you this is not political. This has nothing to do with politics. This just has to do with this being the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. Okay, that's all this is about. So don't take this as a political thing. It's not a political thing. That's all it is. Okay. Now, the first thing I want to say is that the person I'm going to talk about here, I know a lot of people do not like, and I can understand that. And we have said a lot of things about this person on the station that are not so kind. So again, this is not political. But for the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote, and also the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected, what we have to do is we have to get somebody to come here to celebrate that event. And I would like to interview them on the air. Because you always want to interview interesting people. You know, I've interviewed people on both sides of the aisle. I've had on Madeleine Albright. I've had on Jesse Jackson. I've had on Roger Stone. I've had on Phyllis Schlafly. So we interview Republicans and Democrats. Jim Jordan's been on this show, but so has Sherrod Brown. Okay, somebody who's never been on this show, here comes the name. I know. I can feel the cold wind already. Hillary Clinton. Okay, now here's why I picked Hillary Clinton. Because she is the only woman who ever got a major party's nomination for president. She's the only woman to do that, to my knowledge. She was a first lady. She has been Secretary of State. You know, like her or not, she's got some accomplishments. Now, we want her to come here. But we also want her to come here because of all the terrible things that people say about her. Because I want her to sit right here, and I'm going to ask her all those terrible things. You know, are you evil? Did you do this? Did you do that? You know, we're going to question her. And we may even talk about her hairdo, because Charlie's fascinated with her hairdo. And we might get Charlie here in on this and talk to Hillary Clinton. But you got to admit, Hillary Clinton coming to Marion, Ohio would be a big deal in this 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote, and everything else we've got going on. So, what I'm going to do right now is we are going to try to get Hillary Clinton to come to Marion. Now, there's only one way to do this, because obviously we don't have Hillary Clinton's phone number. We can't just call her up, but we do have her address. Okay, this is important. We have her address. Now, Hillary Clinton's address is P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. Okay, that's her office. the office of Hillary Clinton. P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. Okay, so what I need you to do as the listener is write Hillary a letter, tell her my name, and tell her she needs to come do the show. Now, we tried this back in 2018 because I've kept the Hillary log from 2018. Now, here are some entries back from 2018. On September the 12th, 2018, here's the log. Did not hear from Hillary. Thunderbolt Patterson says bring Bill Clinton. That was our log from September 12th, 2018. September 17th, 2018. Did not hear from Hillary. All right. September 26th, 2018. Still have not heard from Hillary. Not giving up. October the 2nd, 2018. Have not heard from Hillary. Getting discouraged. And at that point, we just got totally discouraged and gave up on the Hillary log. But we are now reinstituting the Hillary log. So today's entry, now everybody get out your little Hillary logs at home, because we're going to do this together. Information provider that we are. All right, let me slide that over here. You know, I don't have enough desk space this morning is what I've just realized. I've got phones here and keyboards and the Hillary log. Okay, what is today's date? January the 17th, 2020. Okay. Our entry in our Hillary log today is going to be started Hillary log again. Invited listeners to mail Hillary at P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, the town so nice they named it twice, 10185. Okay, P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. That's how you send a letter to Hillary. Okay, so that's today's Hillary log, January 17th, 2020. Trying to invite Hillary to come to Marion for the big 20th, our 100th anniversary. It's our bicentennial. It's the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. We think she'd be good on the show. So today's Hillary Clinton log, January 17th, 2020, started Hillary log again, invited listeners to mail Hillary Clinton at P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. And by the way, you can have little parties with this. You can get together, have little parties, and everybody can get envelopes out, you know, the old snail mail way, and you all address envelopes, and then you all put little letters in there letting Hillary Clinton know. Call her whatever you want, you know, Hillary or Mrs. Clinton or Secretary Clinton, and you say, hey, Hillary, you need to call Scott Spears here at the radio station, and you need to come to Marion before 2020 is over with. So there you go. There's the Hillary log for today. Now, I tell you what we're going to do. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We're going to try to call our celebrity again. Now, stay tuned here because I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to do this simultaneously. We're picking up the old telephone again. Let's see how this works. Okay, here goes the number again. Man, it'd be great if this worked. This would just fascinate me to no end if somebody picked up the phone. Okay, here we go. Phone's ringing again. I'm having hope. It doesn't sound like the number's been disconnected. 47 minutes past the hour. Three rings. Uh-oh. It's discouragement time again. Four rings. I'm glad I didn't tell you who this was. Five rings. I think we're going to voicemail again. Six rings. Oh. See, we went to voicemail again. Okay, we're going to give up on that for the time being, but we're going to do our call out now because we do have a few minutes here. We have about 12 minutes before the top of the hour. So I'm going to pick a random phone number out here. Now, remember, the question of the day is, what did Barbara Walters used to say at the start of The View? All right, here we go. Let's get the phone up. Oh, jeez. All right, here we go. Let's dial this person. One of our loyal listeners listening at home. Here, where is the number? Okay, I think this is it. All right. Hope I get this right. All right. Okay, it's ringing. This has got to be a good sign. Okay, if you're listening at home, this could be you. You could break the bad luck. Nobody's at home this morning. Oh, man.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is this Yvonne?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, this is Scott with WWGH. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Oh, doing well. I'm so glad you answered the phone.
Well, so am I.
Have you been listening to the show this morning?
Yes, I have.
All right. So what do you think so far of, let's run through this, because I need listener opinions on this. What do you think of the celebrity phone call that we've tried twice that apparently is going down in flames?
I think that's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I mean, the person is standing me up. I feel awful.
Well, did they know you were going to call them?
Yes, I talked to the person last night. I have their phone number. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, boy. Well, pick another celebrity.
Well, has this made for interesting radio, though? See, that's all I'm caring about at this point.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see if they're going to answer.
Well, that's right, because we've got until, what do we got, till 10 o'clock this morning. And I'm telling you, if they don't answer me by 10 o'clock, I'm going to send somebody over to their house to drag them out.
Well, I wish you would.
Well, I'm going to have to, because Charlie and I will be back on at 12, and by 12, by hook or by crook, they're going to answer that phone.
That's right. Yeah, they better answer that phone.
Because they're making me look bad here.
They are.
I know, and I can't.
I mean, we know you're not bad, but they're making you look that way.
They're making me look bad, and I can't have that here at, the 8 o'clock hour in the morning.
Well, no.
No, it's a horrible thing. Now, what do you... Did you hear about the Hillary log that we've instituted here?
No.
Oh, yeah, we just did the Hillary Clinton log, where we're trying...
Oh, I must have missed that one.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get Hillary Clinton to come to Mary. I know people don't like her.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I understand people don't like her. I get that.
Yeah.
But it is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. And she was a first lady.
Yes.
And we've made a lot of fun of her on this station with her hair, and Charlie makes fun of her face and those sort of things.
Yes, Charlie does. He does a good job of that, too.
He does. And I think because I believe in life, you've got to make amends with everybody. Don't you believe in making amends with people?
Yes, I do. The older I get, the more I believe it.
Yeah, so all we want is Mrs. Clinton to come here so we can make amends with her. And maybe she can, I don't know, maybe go down to the GNR and get a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, yeah.
Right, and you know what? I think all the politics would fade away, because I think if Mrs. Clinton came here, I think people would want to go see her, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so, and also, Mary Ellen Withrow lives here, and she was in the cabinet, not in the cabinet, yes. But she was, she was part of the Clinton
yes.
administration.
Yes, she was.
Right, so it'd be like old times with Mary Ellen and Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah, it would.
Yeah. So
Mary Ellen could probably help get her here.
Well, I hope Mary Ellen's listening, because I gave Hillary's address, her office address, because how I hope we're going to do this is that I'm giving her address, and people will send her a note in the mail saying, you got to come to Marion, you got to come to this radio station, and you got to be on with Scott, because he's had everybody else on, so you got to be on.
Well, if anyone can pull this off, it'd be you.
Well, I appreciate that. I can't I can't get the other person on the line this morning, but maybe Hillary.
Yeah, I'd say try it.
Why do you think I can't get rid of this Jags koozie? Why do you think this is the gift I can't get rid of?
I don't know. Everyone needs one.
I know, I don't
understand. Everyone needs a koozie.
Everyone needs a koozie. I don't understand this.
I don't either. I don't.
It's driving me a little batty this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I understand that.
It's been a little bit of a rough morning this morning, but, you know, I hope this lady finds her cat. Have you heard about the cat this week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, isn't that a tragedy in and of itself?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
Poor thing.
I know. I feel awful. Well, did that seem sincere?
Yeah. You're on the border there. Yeah.
So what do you think of this idea of doing call-outs instead of just doing call-ins?
I think it's great.
Yeah, I think we're breaking ground here. I think they're probably going to ask me to come work at NASA because we're so ahead of ourselves here.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Scott. Oh. Nothing surprises me when it comes to you.
Now, do you get a chance to listen to the show every morning?
Not every morning, but I do get to hear it. I work at the hospital, so when I'm coming home a lot of times, I get the reruns.
Oh, great. Well, see, and that's why we like to air those reruns, so people
yes.
can hear. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad that you do get a chance to listen. Now, I do want to ask you the question of the day. Did you hear the question of the day earlier?
No.
Oh, we'll give it a shot. You might know it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. Do you ever,
I doubt it, but we'll try.
Well, we can always, you know, we'll work this out.
If I get it, do I get the koozie?
You can have the koozie. if you get this, the koozie just might be yours.
Okay.
Now, the question is, have you ever watched the television series The View?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember when Barbara Walters used to be a part of it?
Yes.
All right. Do you remember that at the beginning of the show, all the years that she was on it, she used to do this little spiel at the start of the show, kind of describing what the show was?
Okay.
Okay. What was her little spiel?
Oh, man. I guess I don't get the koozie.
Oh, no.
But it's been fun talking to you.
Well, I'm so glad you picked up the phone, and I'm so glad you entered our little call-out this morning.
So am I. It's been fun talking to you. I really enjoy your show.
Well, you have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend, and thank you so much for playing along.
Okay, Scott. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, see, that went well. We're back on the tracks now. We thank Yvonne for answering the phone. Works at the hospital. Now, see, now there's something that could come in handy in my life in the future. Because you never know when I'm going to keel over here at this desk. You know, I had a pain in my neck last year that I thought could have been the end. Because Charlie told me it might have been something. What did he tell me it could have been? My carotid artery might have been blocked. This morning, my carotid artery might be blocked because the way this show is going, it's clear that I might be losing oxygen to my brain. But you know what? We forge ahead. We've got a few minutes here. Does anybody want to call in and say anything? How do you think this show's going so far? 740-383-9944. See, I like the calls right now because if you call, this phone rings. And this phone has just the most awful ring in the history of the world. How do you think this show is going? Do you know what Barbara Walters' little spiel was at the start of The View every day? Do you think we're ever going to get a hold of our celebrity this morning, our guest celebrity? Do you think we're ever going to make contact? We might do another call-out later on this morning, too, because Yvonne, who was a great, great guest, thank goodness she answered the phone, didn't know the answer to our question. So we do have some other numbers here that we can try to see if people know the theme song to The View. Now, is anybody else going to call here in the next few minutes before we go to break to see if this clunky, old, antique phone works? We might send this phone over to the Historical Society when the show is over today. I wonder if Fred Malone and Brandy and the gang over at the Historical Society would like this telephone. This is the WWGH telephone hotline, which belonged to Abraham Lincoln and probably was originally founded by George Washington. And maybe, who knows, Franklin Bell. All right, we're going to get a call here before this hour's up. Do you think we're going to get a hold of our celebrity? Let us know. 740-383-9944. We're going to try again next hour, and we do have a guest coming on next hour with a big, whatchamacallit, surprise. They're going to make an announcement. A surprise announcement you're not going to want to miss for love nor money. That is for sure. It's been an interesting hour so far. We're going to try to make contact with our celebrity again. We are going to possibly do another call out this morning, see if anybody knows the little spiel that Barbara Walters used to do at the start of The View. Is it going to happen? Is it not? We don't know. But we certainly are going to keep trying because we are fervent. Oh, here we go. Let's take the call. Wonder if this is the person. Are you there, caller?
Hi, Scott. I called you earlier this morning.
Well, how do you think things are going at this point?
Well, you're trying very hard.
I am. And is it entertaining enough that even though I'm not getting a hold of people, that it's still a good show?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right. That's all
we
you need.
This. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take a little break here, and we're going to come back. Stay tuned. Are we going to get in touch with these people? We're going to find out.
Made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted to M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm. And so I don't know, that's why